Paul Ryan. What? You know? Man. The guy is... I don't know what to say anymore about the guy. Seriously, I don't know what to say about. I don't know, man. I feel like doing a Glenn Beck. You know, when Glenn. What would that mean? Remember, I don't know if you guys read when Glenn Beck, or even heard. I don't know. Maybe some of you listen to Glenn Beck. Some of you listen to me. I don't know. When Glenn Beck's like, we need a 100-year plan. We need a place where us Christian conservatives can go because our party is gone. I feel like Glenn Beck now though. I feel like Glenn Beck. In the sense of we gotta just create our own party. Remember, I said that, man, I remember when Trump first got in. I remember when Trump first got in, and I said, and it was still, I mean, there was still like 14 people. And I remember saying, I want Trump to get the nomination. I want him to run. But I almost want him to run third party and create a party, create a legitimate party that could actually get House seats, Senate seats, and create something that would be way more lasting than just either a successful or failed run for the White House. I said that when he first came down that escalator. What was it, a year ago today? I said that would be almost better. So I don't want to get all Glenn Becky here, but man, I mean, you listen to Paul Ryan and some of these Republicans, and you just sit there and go, how do they represent 60 million Republicans? How is it that they represent the Republican Party? How is it? How can you honestly say that? How can you honestly say Paul Ryan represents the Republican Party? I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. And let me just give you a tidbit. So Ryan was on a ride. That was like a big deal that he was going to go on there. And remember, O'Reilly's been pushing hard the Cates Law bill. Basically, doing away with the sanctuary cities. You know, trying to do something about illegal immigration. The fact that we get these illegals, they break the law, not all. Well, just being illegal is breaking the law. But I'm talking about after you get past the fact that they've already broken the law by being here without paperwork or overstaying their visas, but put that aside, when they break the law, not all of them do, but some of them do. and the fact that they don't get deported. They just get spit right back out on the street. So, Ryan said, and I'm going to read you the bit. Now, this is one of the things that I wanted to put on the soundboard as a clip, but we, of course, you know, we didn't do it. So Ryan says, because O'Reilly says to him, you know, Cage Law, I'll read you how, what O'Reilly, O'Reilly said, right now we have a system where we can't protect Americans from violent criminal aliens who defy deportation 4, 5, or 6 times. We still can't protect Kate Stein, a 32-year-old woman in San Francisco, from being killed. Kate's law would make it easier for the authorities to apprehend foreign criminals, and would also provide mandatory sentences just for defying deportation. And Congress can't get it done, and the folks don't understand why. So that's the setup. And Paul Ryan says, well, first of all, the guy shouldn't have been here in the first place. If we actually enforced our immigration laws, that's point one. That's point one. Now, okay, Mr. Speaker, well, pass some legislation to enforce the immigration law. I mean, you ran for vice president of the United States. What have you done? What have you done? Nothing. He acts like he's a freshman congressman. He just got there. He acts like he just got there. He's, I'm here now. Oh, we got to enforce our immigration law. You've been there, stupid. Paul Ryan, stupid. That's, I'm telling you, how I don't want to be going back. I don't want to be going back. I don't. We got to create our own party, man. I mean, just the fact that we got to deal with Paul Ryan, we actually got to cheer Paul Ryan. That's why you got to go for that Paul Kneeling guy. I know I'm saying his name wrong, but the guy that's running against him in Wisconsin, you got to go for him. Point two, Paul Ryan continues, we have to take after sanctuary cities. We have to deal with, and we've been doing this through the appropriations process, we have to deal with cities that are openly defying our immigration laws, because that gives safe haven to people like this. So that's point one and point two. So again, he's saying stuff that, okay, so I'm saying so O'Reilly says, hey man, you got to pass this legislation. You got to take care of this. And he just reiterates what we have to do. Well, first the guy shouldn't have been here in the first place. If we actually enforced immigration laws, he wouldn't have been here. Okay, that's point one. Point two, we have to take after sanctuary cities. We have to deal with, and we've been doing this through appropriations processes. We have to deal with the cities that are openly defying our immigration laws, because that gives safe haven to people like this. So that's point one and two. But they're not doing it. Paul Ryan's not doing it. He just reiterated what Bill O'Reilly said. Oh my God. See, Paul Ryan thinks Republicans are the low information voters. He thinks Republicans, that's the best part. And this just shows you that Republicans are not low information voters. They're not stupid like Democrats, because overwhelming. Republicans have said illegal immigration is a problem. Illegal immigration is a problem. And here's Paul Ryan just repeating what Bill O'Reilly said, when Bill O'Reilly said, hey man, you guys aren't doing your job. The American people don't understand why. O'Reilly ended with a why. And Paul Ryan's not answering it. Paul Ryan is just going, well, first of all, the guy shouldn't have been here. O'Reilly just broke down the premise. Just listen. Again, let me roll this through. Just in case some of you are the low information Democrats, just in case some of you are stupid, let's just break this down. O'Reilly says, right now, so he's saying to Paul Ryan, he says, okay, Paul Ryan, we have a system where we can't protect Americans from violent criminal aliens who defy deportation 4, 5, or 6 times. We still can't protect Kate Steinle, a 32-year-old woman in San Francisco, from being killed. Kate's law would make it easier for authorities to apprehend foreign criminals. It would also provide mandatory sentences just for defying deportation. And Congress can't get it done. And the folks don't understand why. See, that's a question. Paul Ryan. This bill would have done these things. Congress is not passing the bill. Congress is doing nothing about this. Why? So if somebody says this and then ends it with, why? They're asking for an answer. And Paul Ryan says, well, first of all, the guy shouldn't have been here in the first place. Okay, but that's not a why. O'Reilly said, we have a system where we can't protect Americans from violent criminal aliens who defy deportation. So O'Reilly already said this, stupid Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan says, well, first of all, the guy shouldn't have been here in the first place. O'Reilly already said that. The word defy. Stupid. Defy. They defy deportation. Criminal aliens. Oh, God. I'm being Beckian-like. Okay, I get it. I'm being Beckian-like. We need our own party. I'm serious. We need our own party. I won't keep interrupting the Paul Ryan who's not answering O'Reilly's question. Remember, why is how O'Reilly ends well, first of all, the guy shouldn't have been here in the first place. If we actually enforced our immigration laws, that's point one. Point two, we have to take after sanctuary cities. We have to deal with and we've been doing this through appropriations processes. We have to deal with cities that are openly defying our immigration laws because that gives safe haven to people like this. So that's point one and point two. Point three, what we have to figure out is how do we write Kate's law so that we're not clogging up our jail so much for, say, DUI, but for the true violent criminals. We need to get the details right so that we actually are going after the people that are doing this. Trust me, you know we're frustrated about this. Do you realize that drug and alcohol death, okay? Rather, it's cirrhosis of the liver, OD, or getting in a car when you're effed up and killing yourself or killing others if you combine those things, and listen, you could take each one separately, but just combining those things kill more Americans per day, per month, per year than all the terrorism, all the guns, all the alligator attacks, all the shark attacks, all the slip and fall injuries. I mean, seriously. Now, if you want to take each one individually, if you want to take one individually, drunk driving and being under the influence, here in Los Angeles, okay, the illegals are responsible for the most hit and run accidents than any other group. Any other group. The number of hit and run accidents in Los Angeles is 4 times higher than the national average, with 1 in 5 fatal crashes involving an unlicensed driver. I mean, it's insane. It literally is insane. Months and 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 months ago, we did a story about an illegal that was out here in Los Angeles, that got into an accident and ran a bunch of people over. And then I talked about drinking and driving and going to a drinking and driving class. I talked about that, not from experience. But I talked about those classes and how horrific they are. And they bring people in who talk about how their family has been affected because a drunk driver plowed into them and killed everyone. I mean, drunk driving accidents are a big deal. I mean, Paul Ryan, I don't want to say something that I don't know, but let me preface it with this. I don't know for a fact, okay? I don't know for a fact. See, I'm not going to be like the press and the Democrats and they go, Donald Trump's Hitler. Donald Trump is saying that Obama is involved in the terror attack. How did you get that? Well, look, this is I took what he just said as Obama was involved with the terrorist attack. I'm not going to be a dishonest sleaze like the Washington Post or Wolf Blitzer or Kiana Bradley, or whatever the hell these mouthpieces on CNN are. I'm going to say this. I don't know if Paul Ryan drinks. I don't know if he drives. I don't know if he drinks and drives. I don't know that. But by the statement that he just gave, the statement that I read that he gave to Bill O makes me think that he is a drinker, he is a driver, and on more than one occasion, he has drank and drove. Because when he talks about DUI as just clogging up our jails with DUI cases, nah, we want to go after true violent criminals. You know how many drunk drivers kill people every year? That's not a violent criminal? Really? Is this like the 70s, Smokey and the Bandit, where you just drive with open can beer in the car and you're just looking, like, hey, how you doing, cop? Is this Hooper? Cop pulls up next to you and you're like, hey, what's up? Just drinking some beers. What? I mean, again, I don't know if Paul Ryan drinks and drives. But when somebody basically says, we're not going to clog the jails up with DUI. Clog the jails up? Again, you know what? Just to be factually accurate, just to prove more of my statement correct. Okay, drunk driving deaths per year. How's that? Right? Okay. Drunk. Oh, God. Let's see. Drunk. I'm going to go to Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, here we go. Ooh. Okay. Every day, 28 people in the United States die in motor vehicle crashes that involve an alcohol-impaired driver. This amounts to one death every 53 minutes. The annual cost of alcohol-related crashes totals more than $44 billion. This is coming from the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So, again, this isn't a chemtrails website. This isn't a chemtrails website, okay? In 2014, 9,967 people were killed in alcohol-impaired driving crashes, accounting for nearly one-third, 31% of all traffic-related deaths in the United States. Of the 1,070 traffic deaths among children ages 0 to 14 years of age in 2014, 209 involved an alcohol-impaired driver. Of the 209 child passengers, 14 and younger, who died in alcohol-impaired driving crashes in 2014, over half were riding in the vehicle with the alcohol-impaired driver. 2014, over 1.1 million drivers were arrested for driving under the influence or alcohol or narcotics. That's 1% of the 121 million self-reported episodes of alcohol-impaired driving among U.S. adults each year. Drugs other than alcohol are involved in about 16% of motor vehicle crashes. Really, Paul Ryan? You want real criminals? You want real violent criminals? I would say, if you're drunk and you have a child, and that child is in the car, I would say that's a violent criminal act. I would. You're knowingly driving drunk and you've got a 10-year-old child in your car and you crash and that child dies. Again, I don't know if Paul Ryan drinks. I don't know if he drives. But when he just blows off DUI and says, oh, it's just going to clog up our jails. He's going to clog up our jails. And illegal aliens in Los Angeles. Forget the driving drunk. Illegal aliens represent the biggest chunk of hit and run accidents. And 1 in 5 are fatal. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, this. The report says 7,600 fatal crashes are nationwide, okay? Los Angeles, 20, I mean, Jesus. I mean, just listen. Unlicensed drivers were involved in more than 7,600 fatal crashes, about 20% of fatal crashes nationwide. There were an estimated 21,000 hit-and-run collisions that reported as accidents in Los Angeles in 2010 alone. Let's see. Sergeant Brandon Mendoza, a 32-year-old Mesa police officer, was murdered by an intoxicated criminal illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a freeway. As Mendoza's mother wrote in a letter to President Obama, I had my son's life stolen from me by a man who didn't value his life. He was 3 times the legal limit drunk, was high on meth, and he drove over 35 miles the wrong way on 4 different freeways. I mean, we could keep reading off the deaths, but I just, Paul Ryan, man, this is a guy that's just, he's incredible. He's incredible. He doesn't answer O'Reilly's question. He doesn't answer O'Reilly's question. Remember, O'Reilly said, why? Why have you guys not passed the bill? And after Ryan states what has to be done, he ends it with, and, you know, we have to figure out how to rework the bill because we don't want to arrest illegals for DUI. Really? You don't, because DUI is not a true violent crime. It's not a true violent. It's just incredible. That's just incredible. It really is. It's just incredible. It really is, man. It really is. It's just like I said. I don't want to be too Beckian, but when Trump announced this run a year ago, I said I would almost rather have him go third party. I know he won't win. He ain't gonna win. You can't win third party. Yes, you give the election to Hillary Clinton, but you know what? You want to talk about a movement? If he would have gone third party, and then you add in a network. I know that it wouldn't have all happened at once, but a third party would have created a movement. It would have created a place for millions and millions and millions and millions of people to go to. Maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe 30 million. Maybe you get 20 million people, 25 million people. You know, just like any organization or anything that involves members, involves people, involves building a coalition. Start with 10 million and you grow it. Start with 20 million and you grow it. Start with 30 million and then you grow it. And as a third party with a base of anywhere between 15 and 25 million people, you have a true movement. You have a true voice. And then you throw in a network. You throw in a cable channel that's going head-to-head with CNN and head-to-head with Fox and head-to-head with ABC. And now you have a place where people can go and they can get information. And now you're able to report things that CNN and MSNBC and ABC won't report. You create buzz, you create excitement, and you basically shame CNN and ABC to then cover that story and try to spin it. Just like Hillary Clinton had to come out and use radical Islam. She had to come out and use that word. Why? Because Trump shamed her into it. He did the reverse of what Democrats in the press do to everybody else that doesn't follow their BS. So yeah, I still think that third party might have been better. Because now we have to deal with Paul Ryan. We have to support Paul Ryan. We have to go, yes, okay, yeah, he's a Republican. Now, the minute he doesn't support Trump, then we can ditch him. See, that's the thing. People that aren't supporting Trump, Republicans that aren't supporting Trump, we ditch them. We bury them. We do everything in our power to make them lose. If they support Trump, we got to deal with them. Even when they say stupid stuff like this. Just stupid stuff. And that's what this is. Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Just stupid. All right. It's Rob Zicari's show. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. But that's Paul Ryan. He's stupid. DUI. DUI is horrible. DUI is horrible. An illegal, pickup truck with a lawnmower on the back, drunk because he's had some cabezas, running over your kid, Paul Ryan, you would not consider that nothing. Matter of fact, Paul Ryan, I think he'd be a little upset. I think the mothers against drunk driving mad. I think they'd be upset by hearing you say, we don't want to clog the jails up with, illegals that are drinking and driving. I would imagine you wouldn't take that attitude, illegal or not. Drunk driving is a big deal. Drunk driving is a big deal. Kills lots of people. And if you were driving and a drunk driver swerved in your lane and hit you head on, that is a violent criminal act. Paul Ryan, just a real good guy.